The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
It is time for Am I Wrong, and Kate joins us today. Hello, Kate.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kate.
Hey. Kate, what's going on? Who are you having a problem with today?
Well, so y'all saw that thing about United, the airline, the flight that they dragged that man off the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of
course. The doctor.
Right. Yeah. Well, I heard about it, and so I watched the video, and I thought it was just terrible.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. And I was talking to Jonathan about it, and he hadn't he heard about it, but he didn't watch the video. So I showed it to him, and we were watching it, and he just kind of, when they started, dragging him off, and he started laughing. And, at first I thought maybe he was just, like a nervous laugh, like it was so bad or something.
Right.
And he said, "Oh my God, that's awesome." That's hilarious. That's awesome.
He thought it was awesome?
And I was like, yeah, he said, that's awesome. And I said, what are you talking about? What do you mean it's awesome? Like,
yeah.
It's awful. And
you're mispronouncing the word. It's
right.
Awful.
Right.
And then what did he say?
He said, well, he should have gotten off the plane. I mean, it's his own fault if he's not going to go and they, the cop says it's time to go, you have to go.
Right.
And he shouldn't be surprised if they dragged him off.
Yeah.
And it's his own fault.
All right, let's call Jonathan and see what's going on here.
Yeah, who's this?
Jonathan, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the award-winning Big A Morning Mess.
Hey, Jonathan.
What?
That, okay, that's actually a lie.
We don't really have any awards.
That's a lie. We don't. They all go to the news station across the hall.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. It's really us.
I love you guys.
You what?
I listen to you guys.
Oh, yay.
Oh, cool.
Thanks. Oh, hey. Fun fact, Megan's going to... We have a surprise.
Jonathan, we also have your girlfriend, Kate, on the phone. You can say hi, Kate.
Oh, no.
Hi.
she listens to us, too, dude. Isn't that cool?
What's going on?
She told us about how you disagree with her about the United Airlines thing. You thought that they were totally justified in dragging that dude off the plane.
She called about that?
yeah, she did.
She was upset with your reaction. She doesn't understand how you think that it was totally awesome and that the guy should have gotten off the plane.
That is funny.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, what's he doing arguing with a cop on a plane? What does he expect is going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah, so you think that he should have gotten up and walked off, and because he didn't, the cops were totally cool to drag him down the aisle screaming and yelling.
And, beating his face.
They were probably worried about him. Did you hear how that guy screamed?
No, yeah, I heard it. Yeah, it was loud.
Yeah, no, you get off the plane, you get off the plane, you argue with cops. If you're going to argue with cops, at least do it in the airport. Don't start screaming at him on the plane. It's crazy.
Even if the guy is nuts, you can't just, forcibly remove somebody. I mean, he paid for that flight, and they were really brutal to him. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, they really were.
Dragged him off.
All right, hang on one second, you two. Yeah, no, I got it. We'll put the video on our Facebook for anyone who hasn't seen it.
Yeah, it's up there already.
I don't know if that person exists. 340-9595. Mandy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good.
Hey, Mandy, what'd you think about this whole thing where the guy got dragged off the plane? The guy says that's his own fault for not listening to the coppers.
Yeah, I mean, I can see both of the two other people on the phone. I can kind of see both points. I was explaining to the other guy that, my husband pinged me on this. He travels a lot. He goes, "Oh, my God, you got to see this. And, what do you think?" And I said, but, really, the rules are if nobody's going to volunteer to get off the flight, yeah, it's a bummer that you get chosen. But the guy is an adult. Act like an adult. And if he's not going to, if he's the one that unfortunately is picked to get off the plane, yes. Are they allowed to use force? Absolutely. That's why we have.
They are? They're allowed to literally drag somebody off the plane like that and smash their face?
It's private property, Megan.
You have a choice to either submit to your authority and do what you're supposed to do or act like a fool and, do I like what happened to the man? Absolutely not. Do I think it was a little extreme? But, I mean, he could have stood up. he could have not screamed, and he could have got off the plane. He has a choice. Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, but they didn't even give it, like, they, like, you see the whole thing from when the guys walk in to the, when they walk up to the man being dragged off. They didn't give him a couple minutes to even, they, like, went after him. That's why he screamed. Like, that was not the way to handle that situation at all.
But
like, I don't care who.
They said to him, they said, we need you to leave, and he refused. He said, no, I'm not going to leave.
Okay, so they could have, like, talked to him a little bit further and, like, explained things to him. He obviously was very, like, distressed and wanted to get home and frustrated, and he didn't want to go, so that's why he acted that way.
Travels all the time. I cannot tell you the times he's been stuck in a city. He's been, you know, he's had to stay overnight and he could not get home. And we're talking about traveling all over the world.
Yeah, so of course.
I understand. And my husband gets frustrated too, but I always remind him, you know, bees are attracted to honey, so be kind. Always be kind. Try to get reimbursed. Don't, you know, as frustrated as you are and as tired as you are, it happens, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I would hate that it would happen to a family traveling, but you know what? I mean, they do sometimes reimburse people. So I just think, you know, no, do I hate that the man got hurt. I really, really do. But, you know, if a cop came to me on a plane, just like your boyfriend said,
and they get up.
You need to get up.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm going to get up.
Yeah, I probably would too, but I just, I still, that doesn't make it right for the way that they treated this guy.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Look, I mean, here's the thing. The plane is owned by the airlines, and if they don't want you on the plane and you refuse to go, they can call the cops.
Why are they even overbooking to begin with, though? United is like, they have a reputation for this, and now they're like making it even worse.
They overbook so that if you don't show up, they don't lose money on the seat. And typically what happens is people don't show up because, you know, there's connecting flights and stuff like that. If you miss your connection, there's an open seat. They need the money so they can keep the cost down. So everybody does it. Every now and then, what happens is, unfortunately, everybody shows up for the flight and they got to throw somebody off.
Yeah, well, that's not the way they should be throwing anybody
off. Well, the guy should have gotten up and left. Brian, good morning. What do you want to say?
I wanted to add just a little bit more information, but the guy was a doctor. So this is one of the reasons why he didn't want to get off the plane, because he had patients to attend to the next
day. Right.
So, I mean, here's the thing.
You don't believe that?
Let's not say that.
Fake news.
But okay, I'm sure everyone else on the plane had stuff they wanted to do the next day.
Of course, I totally agree with that, but everyone else got to stay on the plane.
Well, that's true. But I'm not going to give you the whole, just because he's a doctor, he deserved to be on the plane. I mean, we're DJs. Why don't we get to come home?
That's true.
We make people laugh. Laughter is the best medicine.
It's threatening to have you come home versus maybe a doctor that maybe needed to do a surgery. I mean, if that's the case, not one person kind of said, hey, I know, you know, this guy got randomly selected. Is anyone willing to go ahead and maybe help him out since he's a doctor? I mean, that would have been a much better and a little bit more softer touch when dealing with getting that last person off the plane. And
I agree.
Book, they had four employees that needed to get to the Louisville airport to go ahead and take over another plane, so that won't be canceled of a flight.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the reason why they sat the whole entire plane versus in your situation, you know, they had an overbooked. Mark, can you kind of step off before you even got on the plane? So, I mean,
they could have talked it out with him, and I feel like he didn't really understand, you know, like that wasn't necessarily an option for him. Like, I feel like they could have offered him more things or whatever they could have done. It just, they didn't need to like do the exact opposite and drag him by his arms.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if someone's like, hey, you know, they offered $1,000. I mean, like, if you have a whole entire plane waiting on this, I don't know why they just didn't offer him more or
right.
someone else more.
Yeah. Something else, yeah.
$2,000 to $3,000, I'm totally throwing my hand up whether you want me to or not.
Absolutely. Give me a couple of $1,000, I'll miss work.
All right, hey, thanks so much. Megan, you've missed work for free.
That's true.
What are you talking about? Well, look, Jonathan, a lot of people, you know, saying today that, you know, you may be being insensitive and that Kate's right. There's no way anyone should be treated like that on an airline.
Oh, she's right and I'm wrong?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
You should put yourself in that guy's shoes.
This is a new situation, huh? We got to figure out how to deal with this. This has never happened before.
What, you be wrong?
I feel like he's being...
I don't think it's the first time.
How are we going to face the future together?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be taking a poll at the next... A poll? I'm going to be taking a poll the next time we take a flight at the airport. We're going to see who agrees with me at the airport, okay?
I'm sure that'll go over well.
People flying United.
All right, hang on one second.
Good luck with that, buddy.
It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.